9 days ago, my coming to Punggol took many by surprise. When Prime Minister approached me with this task, I readily accepted the challenge. Why? Because I fully supported his intentions to have someone senior to take Senior Minister Teo's place when he retires, so that we can continue to take into account the voices of the people of Punggol. Over the last 9 days, I've seen for myself how amazing Punggol is. Punggol is now one of the most sought-after residential areas. You have one of the most enviable networks of green spaces and parks where families can gather and play. Coney Island, just a stone throw away. Punggol Waterway Park has become a national icon with amenities such as the picnic areas, gardens and waterways winding through the HDB estates. Nowhere else in Singapore can proud homeowners enjoy this kind of waterfront living. The Punggol Digital District, the PDD, has created over 28,000 jobs and continues to be a testbed for new and emerging technologies. It is where students, businesses, and the community come together to learn, to work, live, and play. And all this did not happen by accident. It was the product of 15 to 20 years of hard work by the PAP government. At the end of the day, I believe the best way to help those in need is to secure for them good jobs. Wan Ling has been actively championing workers' issues in Parliament and bringing job fairs to Punggol residents. Nationally, we are also doing all we can to help Singaporeans. As Minister of Trade and Industry for the past 4 years, I'm driving the efforts to grow our economy, help our businesses, and provide better jobs for Singaporeans. It has not been easy surviving the COVID-19 pandemic, weathering a period of high inflation and global supply chain disruptions, and now the most recent US tariffs. We have set up the Singapore Economic Resilience Task Force to help our businesses adjust and adapt quickly and prepare our workers for jobs of the future. We will double down on reskilling and upskilling initiatives and give the vulnerable more support to bounce back quickly. We want to do more to support our Punggol families. Some of you worry because you have elderly parents to take care of. This is a concern that many Singaporeans have, especially among our younger families. We know this, and you are not alone. We will work with you, and we want to strengthen more support for our caregivers. This may take some time to implement, but if elected, I promise to further explore how we can give our seniors and caregivers greater support and greater peace of mind. Let me end on a personal note. I know some have been whispering on the ground, Gan Kim Yong already 66. And he's DPM and task force man. He has to look after our economy and trade. So, where got time for Punggol residents? Let me say this. I've been in politics for almost 25 years now. Since I started in 2001, my first priority has always been my residents. I can only be a minister if I am an MP. So being your MP is my first priority. Yes, I'm task force man. I have many tasks, but none more important than the task of looking after you. I am task force man for Pongo.
The Workers' Party has been making a big hoo-ha about how, in Parliament, once they voted in favour of a constitutional amendment to make up the numbers. You know, for that constitutional amendment, it was straightforward. There was no reason for them not to have voted against it. It was not controversial, and they had every reason to vote in favour of it. But, there is another amendment. There's another amendment that they didn't tell you about. And I want to tell you about that today. These two amendments were the repeal of Section 377A and the constitutional amendment to introduce a new Article 156 to protect the definition of marriage as a union between man and woman against legal challenge. Now, let me just give you a bit of background on this so that you understand the issue and why it's important. For Section 377A, there was a time that we did not repeal it, but many requests were made, and eventually it was decided that now enough people have felt that the acts which under that section should not be a crime. Whether religiously, morally, you agree with them is a different thing, but it need not be a crime. But the other more significant thing was this. There was a risk that the court would strike down 377A in the future, and there was a then recent Court of Appeal judgment which hinted that in the event of a future constitutional challenge, Section 377A could be struck down. Now, if that were to happen, it would open up the definition of marriage as a union between man and woman to challenge, which could also have a knock-on effect on our social policies. So, the government moved to do two things. One, to repeal Section 377A, but two, to make a constitutional amendment to introduce a new article to protect the current definition of marriage as a union between man and woman against a legal challenge. But we also left open the door to allow future governments to amend the definition of marriage by simple majority so as not to unduly restrict or prevent future generations and a future government from deciding this issue. Now, when it came to voting, the PAP did not lift the whip. And as a result, the repeal and the amendments to the Constitution were carried. The Workers' Party, on the other hand, made a big deal of the fact that they were lifting their whip, and their voting was all over the place. On Section 377A repeal, 5 supported, 2 opposed. 1 was absent, but he said he was ill. Then on the constitutional amendment, 6 supported, 2 abstained, and they had 1 that was absent. Now, you need to understand the impact of this if the PAP had taken the same approach. Because under the WP approach, it was anybody can vote as they like. There was no leadership. There was no party position. It was a political calculation to be all things to all people. They certainly had many alternative voices, but no party position. And they had the luxury of voting this way only because the PAP had not lifted the whip and we carried the motions. Now, if the PAP had taken a similar approach and we had lifted the whip, and if the repeal and or the amendments were not carried, this is what would have happened, or could have happened. Section 377A could have been struck down, and the current definition of marriage as a union between a man and a woman would have been at risk, open to legal challenge, with the possibility that it could be struck down. It would have led to polarization and a clash between the different groups, because this was an issue on which people have strong feelings and strong views, some from a moral viewpoint, some from a religious viewpoint, whatever it is, but they had very strong views. And if we had not been able to carry these motions, you would have had that polarization that would have been an adversarial process, and a social issue which should be decided by the people and parliament would have ended up being decided by the courts instead. And that would have been very, very stressful and put a lot of strains on our society. The PAP's approach kept things in balance. It achieved a new equilibrium, and it took into account the views from both sides. It provided leadership, but most of all, it took courage. It took courage because there was a lot of pressure at that time from many sides. But we had to steer that course, and it would have been so easy to go the WP route, but we did not, because we believe in preserving our society, in having unity, taking into account everybody's considerations, but trying to create that space where we can all live together and have some accommodation. So I would ask those to whom these issues matter to reflect on this. When it came to the crunch, on a delicate and potentially very contentious matter, WP bailed. Political leadership requires courage, not expedience.
Besides serving in your constituency, the people you select will also serve as leaders. It's not just to represent you in your constituency, but they will also serve as leaders in parliament and in government. And here, residents have to choose carefully. I know there is some tension in the minds of some Singaporeans. Because on the one hand, some Singaporeans say they would like to have more alternative voices in parliament to serve as a check and balance on the PAP. Yeah, now I understand why some people would feel that way, but in fact, you can be assured that there will be alternative voices in parliament. After all, the Workers' Party, one of its candidates himself, said that the Workers' Party now has safe seats. So they, with their safe seats, there will be Workers' Party presence in parliament. Furthermore, in this election, we have multiple hotly contested seats, GRCs and singles. Not just here in Punggol, but in other places too, in other parts of Singapore. Some may well make a breakthrough, I don't know, but if they do, they will add to the opposition presence in the next parliament. So that's for those who think that they would like to have more alternative voices in parliament. On the other hand, the GRCs are helmed by experienced ministers, and they include new PAP candidates who could be your future leaders. Why is this important? Let me explain. If you look at my team today already, four experienced members, I'm talking about the senior ministers, have stepped down already. One is Tharman, President Tharman. He stepped down earlier in the term. And now Teo Chee Hian, Heng Swee Keat, Ng Eng Hen. There are others, of course, but I'm talking about the more experienced and senior ministers. That's four. I have made a great effort to bring in new blood in this election to refresh and rejuvenate the team. But the new faces will take time to develop and grow before they can take on leadership positions. This is the same for all of us. When I came in 2011, I had to take time before I took on ministerial roles. Now, what happens if we were to lose a few ministers in this election? And we're not just talking one or two, but possibly three or four. Remember, I said four had already stepped down. If I lose another four in this election, that's eight ministers. The opposition says, don't worry. The Workers' Party team can do the same job at a cheaper price. But you know that cannot be true. The minister would have accrued years of policy-making experience, ground engagements, as well as building personal relationships with foreign counterparts. Relationships that take time to build, trust that takes time to forge. How would any new backbencher be able to come in immediately and do the work at the same level? It's not possible. Or you think about team sports like football. In football, if the members of the starting 11, your first 11, if some key members are unable to play, what happens? Well, the coach says, never mind, I've got some backups, I've got substitutes. Yes, you have substitutes. You may even have a super sub. But remember, I said four already stepped down. Another four, if we were to lose another four, that's eight people. How many substitutes can you have? And everyone knows that even if you have substitutes, even if you have good substitutes, the team cannot function at the same level. It's true in football, it's the same in any organization, and it will be the same for my team. So to all voters all over Singapore, to voters here in Punggol, I would put the issue to you squarely to consider very seriously, because the stakes are high. If you vote for the opposition, sure, you will get more alternative voices in Parliament, but you will also weaken me and my team. You will weaken our ability to serve you. Ultimately, you will weaken ourselves, Singaporeans, at a time when Singapore is facing a very serious and growing challenge. But if you vote for the PAP, you will not get the contrarian voice that the opposition will surely make in Parliament, although you can be assured there will still be opposition presence in Parliament, like I said. But you will get a dedicated and experienced team to serve you and your family. This team will speak up for you in Parliament. They will represent you. And importantly, you will have capable leaders in government who will help steer Singapore safely through this storm and take our country forward. So that's the key choice that Singaporeans and voters will have to consider, each and everyone. I know it's not an easy decision to make, but that's your privilege as a citizen of Singapore. You decide on the future of our country. That's how democracy works. You decide on the future of Singapore. Some of you may ask, how should I consider? What will my considerations be based on? How will I decide? Everyone will have their own perspectives and views. I would suggest you consider carefully the character of the individuals you choose. Are they honest, truthful, upfront and upright people? Do you trust that they will always put Singapore's interests first, above all else, the interests of Singapore and Singaporeans? Do you trust that they will uphold the fundamental ideals that we all cherish here in Singapore? So ask yourself these questions and consider carefully. I believe a lot comes down to character. Character matters. And I can personally vouch for the character of Gan Kim Yong. Here is a person who has served Singapore all his life. He's a servant leader, steady, sincere, with a heart for our people. And now with a heart for all of you in Punggol. Kim Yong is not alone. The others in the Punggol team, as all of you know, because you are familiar with them, they are people you know, people you trust, they are committed, capable, and they are here to serve you. So look at the individuals carefully, consider their character, and I say to all voters in Punggol, please give our PAP team your full support. Friends and fellow Singaporeans, over the last 60 years, you have trusted the PAP to build Singapore with you. The PAP has walked this journey with you all this while. The opposition parties say they don't want to form the government. Whose responsibility is that? It's the PAP. The PAP does the heavy lifting. The PAP's job. It's not mine. They want more seats, but not more responsibility. But the PAP has carried this responsibility, and we have walked this journey together with all of you these last 60 years and more. And this journey together has been a journey of faith. Because Singapore began with nothing. We had not enough water, no natural resources, no hinterland. We only had a people with different races, language and religions, diverse but bound together by a shared conviction. A conviction that we could build something together, that we could build something better if we did it together. And so many people said that we couldn't make it, but we did. We made this happen. In one generation, we went from mudflats to metropolis. From struggling for survival to standing tall in the world. And look, it's not because we got lucky or somehow we struck lottery. It's simply because we stood as one people and we never gave up. We dared to dream big and we worked hard to make our dreams come true. And along the way, we forged something special here in Singapore. It's not just a successful country, it's a harmonious, inclusive society and a strong and united people. That's the Singapore spirit. That is what got us here. Now the world has changed, and what we relied on in the past is no longer guaranteed. You can see it around us. The major powers are clashing, tensions are rising, trade barriers are going up, global rules are breaking down. So we cannot stand still. Our next chapter of the Singapore story will not write itself. We must write it together. And that's why I stepped forward to serve as your Prime Minister. It's not because I have all the answers, but because I love my country and I want to do my best for you, my fellow Singaporeans. I believe that our best chapters lie ahead of us. And if we have the courage to renew ourselves, the humility to listen, and the strength to stay united, we will prevail and we will forge a brighter future. That's what I've tried so hard to do and worked so hard to do over the past year, to bring Singaporeans together and to chart our new way forward as one people. I've visited you in your neighbourhoods. I've engaged our diverse communities, different ethnic groups, communities young and old. I've listened and heard from you in dialogues and in town halls. Because to me, every voice matters. Every Singaporean matters. You matter. I've just started this work, as you know. It's only been a year since I took on the responsibility as Prime Minister, just 6 months as leader of the PAP. I don't do this work alone. I do it with my team. In the course of this campaign, I heard one of the opposition parties said, Lawrence Wong is nowhere like Lee Kuan Yew. So different. Standards have dropped. And I kind of laughed. Because who in Singapore is like Lee Kuan Yew? There is only one Lee Kuan Yew! No other! I don't compare myself to him. I am my own person. But remember, even Mr. Lee Kuan Yew had a team to work with. And so too will I. I need a team to work with all of you, to work for you, and to take Singapore forward. Together, we have sketched out the outlines of our new vision, our shared vision for Singapore. A Singapore that's more caring, more fair, and more just. Where every child has a good start. Every worker gets a fair shot. Where families feel supported, not stressed. Where our seniors live with dignity and peace of mind. Where progress is measured not just in dollars and cents, but in lives uplifted, dreams fulfilled, and a sense of purpose shared by every Singaporean. These are not just words. You have seen the changes we've made over the past year. In cost of living, we have rolled out comprehensive packages in the budget to help you. And the measures will be coming soon, month after month. In education, we have reformed, we've made changes to reduce examination stress, pressure, unnecessary competition, and to focus on what matters. And we will continue to do so. In housing, we have ramped up the supply. Because of COVID disruptions, we have now caught up with demand, and in time to come, we will be able to stabilize the market and ensure everyone can get even more affordable housing. In healthcare, we have increased subsidies. We have made it more affordable. We have made it more affordable for long-term care. We are making it easier for you to stay healthy through Healthier SG. For our families, we are providing more support for parents, for young children. For families with more children, you will get more support. So these are concrete changes we have made. But with your trust and with your support, we can go further. We can make our vision real for every Singaporean. But at the same time, I should highlight to everyone that the road ahead will not be easy. The storms that we are facing is already upon us, and we must brace ourselves for more turbulence ahead. We cannot avoid these storms. It's everywhere in the world. We will be impacted by it. But we can choose how we respond to it. We can give in to anger, to cynicism, to division. Or we can choose compassion, solidarity, and strength. We can choose to tear down, as some in the opposition might want to do. Or we can choose to build up. We can choose to pull apart. Or we can choose to pull together. And Singaporeans would have heard the campaigns, the speeches, you have read the manifestos of all the different parties. You know what different parties offer, but I say to you, what the PAP offers is very clear. We choose to build. We choose to pull together. We choose to unite Singapore. Look, the PAP is not a perfect party. No party is perfect. We make mistakes, but we have always been upfront with you. We own up, we learn, we improve. Through it all, every step of the way, we put Singaporeans at the center of everything we do. We don't just take the easy road. We don't just offer sweet and easy promises. We are prepared to take the hard road, so long as it is the right and responsible thing to do. We don't promise that we can solve every problem. Some things will be very complex and may take time. But you will have our word that we will always walk with you, fight for you, and we will never give up on you. We will always do right by Singapore and Singaporeans. So if you give me and my team your support and trust, we will serve you with all our hearts. Friends and fellow Singaporeans, this election is not just about who wins more seats. Your vote is a vote of what we believe in, who we want to be, what kind of Singapore we want. Do we want more politics or do we want real solutions? Do we want a country where everything is turned into a fight, divided by anger? Or do we want a country where we can find common ground, lift each other up, and move forward as one? I say, let's choose unity over division. Let's choose integrity over half-truths. Let's choose action over posturing. Let's choose Singapore and build our future together. My PAP team and I, every member of my team, every candidate, will focus on what matters. We share a collective new resolve to solve your problems, to improve your lives, and take Singapore forward.